This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
Hello, listener. Thank you for tuning into this podcast where I bring to your ears inspiring conversations with some of the best artists, singers, composers, lyricists. Every week, I talk to a musical genius to find out their creative discipline. I am Eva Bhatt. And you are listening to 9XM Soundcast from India's leading music channel, 9XM. Do subscribe to this podcast on Epilogue Media, your one stop for engaging and entertaining podcasts. Hey listener, I'm so thrilled today to present to you a refreshing conversation with a young and extremely talented music composer, singer, Rachita Arora. From creating songs and soundtracks for theatre to Bollywood movies like Newton, Kamyab, Mukkabaz to almost ruling the OTT space, Sacred Games, Karanjit Kaur, Choked and the latest R. Madhavan Suvreen Chawla starrer Decoupled. I'm sure there is a lot to understand and learn from Rachita Arora, who belongs to the league of young, outstanding female music composers we have today. Rachita Arora, a very hearty welcome on the podcast.
Thank you, Eva, for that beautiful introduction.
So, you know, we are absolutely, excited and curious to know so many things from you, and you being so young. So that in itself is another, motivation altogether, Rachita.
Thank you, Eva. Thank you, Eva.
Yeah. So Rachita, first of all, aap hame ye bataye ki, tell us more about yourself and, where do you belong to and how did Mumbai and Bollywood happen to you and all of that.
So, Eva, I'm from Delhi, and my base is Hindustani classical. If I talk about music, definitely I started with Hindustani classical, and I feel very privileged, that I've learned Hindustani classical from my Guruji Pandit Baldev Raja Maji, who's from Indore Gharana. So I used to go there, get my Hindustani classical classes like very religiously. And then also I'm an All India graded artist. So then I used to create music like in my own shell and enjoy it. And used to do a lot of concerts in India as well as abroad, got a lot of scholarships as a Hindustani classical musician. Then suddenly one of my friend from NSD, asked me to go for a composition for their play. So there, from there I started composing commercially, out of the shell. And then there I started composing, and then I started composing for theater. Then I wanted to learn more. I love learning. So I came to Mumbai. I thought maybe I'll collaborate, I'll learn, and, it will be fun. So here I met Makrand Deshpande, sir.
Wow.
What a beautiful meeting him is like. It's like, most divine thing, I must say. Like, I remember the first meeting, he was acting and he was telling the actors how to act, what is acting. It was so beautiful just looking at him, how he is like, telling them that, the sword has to come this way.
Still full of energy, like, just imagine.
Full of energy, he's like, the youngsters, you can say, they're like gone in front of him. He's like running from here to there. He's too fast. He's full of energy. Wow. His beautiful thoughts. He's like a beautiful person.
Yeah.
So I met him. That was the bestest thing ever happened. And then, he asked me to work with him. And I was like, thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. So I started composing for him. He gave my number to Anurag, sir. He told him that he likes my music and he must meet me. So Anurag, sir, asked me to meet him. I met him and he heard some of my compositions. It was a very beautiful meeting. He really liked my work. And that very day he said, you're doing Mukkabaz for me. And I was like, I think you're kidding me. So that's how it started off. It was really amazing. And the first song he gave me was like, six, seven pages of a poem. Mushkil hai apna mail priya.
Right.
And I was like, Are you kidding me? So I said, I have to compose the whole, this 4 or 5 pages. Yeah, you have to compose this. It was, I got excited also because it was very challenging. It's not like Sthayi Antra or blah, 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 but it was like a poem that you need to, and a very, not like a very simple poem. It has a lot of, you know,
that graph is also, yeah.
Yeah, the graph is, yeah. So then I composed and I get back to him and then, yeah, I did all the songs.
Yeah, so it makes me go back to, you know, my recent chat with Brijesh Shandilya just a few weeks ago.
Ah, Brijesh,
You know, he was on the show and he was talking at length about his experience of singing this song and how difficult it is. One of the most difficult songs of my life. And Anurag,
he
I don't know how. Yes, I have it on record.
Oh,
and I was
like, shit.
It was so challenging.
Oh,
it was so difficult and it was given to me and, you know, all of that. It was so interesting. He was trying to sing it again. Like, no, it's too much. Wo ek bar record ho gaya, wo ho gaya. And all of that.
yeah, it was a journey. That song was a journey, man. I called him and then I said, see, then I make him watch some comedy. And, you know, especially my love Kishore Da, like he's full of energy and the way he, yeah, you know. So, Meri Pyari Re Bindu, that kind of songs. So I said, see how he's, like, he's feeling the character. Brijesh, you have to feel the character. He said, okay, fine. So it was going little up. I said, no, little down. He's like, mushkil hai apna mail kriye. So it's difficult. The mail is difficult. You can't be that loud. Oh, God. It was like,
wow.
He's like, okay, fine. Give me one more day. But he nailed it, man. He nailed it. He just did it. He was there.
But, you know, I wonder, you know, the typical, you know, the typical thought or notion, you know, in people's heads with regards to today's musicians and today's artists would be, you know, they will think in a certain way or the kind of music that they like or like to create is of a certain kind is what we generally, you know, sometimes we try to stereotype it. But with you and you know, the kind of work that you have done and again, you know, your classical bass and all the entire variety of your, you know, work, the versatility of it, it makes me, you know, ask you that, you know, how did this happen? And, you know, your inspirations are so old school, so to speak. And how you are consciously trying or subconsciously trying to, you know, bring in all the beautiful, you know, things of our Indian classical music with, you know, blending it with, you know, today's stories. Because you are doing so many OTT projects and most of them are, you know, the storyline is, you know, very contemporary. You're urban, you know, and still, you know, mm-hmm. you fit in so well and your music fits in so well.
Thank you, Eva. Okay. So I think, you know, music is very universal, you know. So when I was learning Hindustani classical, I was very curious about the world music as well.
Right.
I also did some RJing in All India Radio. That was really beautiful. Like, I love going to All India Radio. So there I was the RJ in the Western section. So there I started, you know, a lot of classical genres used to come in front of me. Like, you know, so I used to sit in that inside studio. So I used to come 2 hours before and they have beautiful, very
that
old
long.
Library. Maybe some are not there on YouTube as well. Or you won't find
sure.
in any of the platform.
Yeah.
So
the Western classics
you were
talking about?
Yeah. So I used to listen to them, all the acapella, all the opera, all classical stuff. And it was so amazing. So I love listening to different genres. Like in every project, it's like, see, you know Hindustani classical, but you should also know the character, you know? The character is not bounded to any genre, but it's just, you have to create a music to have that character to be there, you know? So I think that's how everything comes in line, you know? I guess so. So it's just, you explore the stuff. Music is beautiful. Even with classical, you can blend opera, you know, you can have a cappella. There should be a right way to, you know, compose it, I guess. Yeah.
Wow, amazing.
The time I've learned.
Yeah, but we'll talk a lot about your latest work also, like Decoupled and before that Sacred Games and Karanjit Kaur and all of that. But before that, let's talk about your work in Bollywood. And you have done work for some of the most noteworthy, some of the most award-winning movies, right from Newton to Kamyab, and such very different kind of films. Also, Shubh Mangal Savdhan, you have also done the background score for that movie. So I would like to know, your experience, behind, working for these projects.
Every project is so different from like Sacred has Sacred Games has all I did the songs, so it has all disco. So Anurag sir told me that he needs अपना बप्पी दा के जमाने के ट्रैक्स, So I got very excited. So I made two three compositions and I sent him and he loved it. So with Kamyab, it's like Sanjay Mishra ji. It's about an actor who is falling off, but at the same time, he understands. Like it's a beautiful film. I just love
Right.
that film. So very sensitive, very sensitive. Kamyab has a lot of sensitivity in it, and to get it on board with music was really it's challenging. Like I worked really hard with my team, and we did that Budapest
Right.
orchestral like live, and it was so much fun. A lot of hard work. I just even Hardik, used to sit and used to let me know that how the character is moving, Rachita, how. So that last scene was really challenging when Sanjay ji is like performing on stage, and so there all the orchestral very orchestral way every emotion is has been portrayed, but initially if you will see it's all mandolin and very fun,
Right.
like so like it's like playful, so it has a lot of emotions, innocent, sensitive, so blended it that way. Decouple was again a great challenge, man. It was like my first comedy series, and the fun was there's a thin line between being funny and being slap stick,
Yeah.
and if you lose that you end up being cliche, so it was a crazy task. I included all my overseas friends, Alex Kabanga sir, great guitarist. Alex is a crazy, crazy musician. And then I had jazz artists. We collaborated. I gave them my composition. We jammed and so on. So it was also very challenging for me. Shubh Mangal at the same time very, very commercial. I use a lot of Hindustani classical, so I got all my Hindustani classical friends on board and
Right.
did it. It was so every project has a different take to it, and as a composer I think you should know how to deliver it, how to come get that composition on board.
Yeah, so varied inspirations and varied influences, so that's there for sure. But I would still like to know more about, is there any difference, any such difference between your working style, or is it any different, than any other, commercial music composer, is what I would like to understand.
I think every composer has a different style of their way of composing or doing the work. Although the stage is kind of is the same. Like some will go for the rawness, they'll sit with the artist, like or may first compose, then know that okay fine, you the flute you come here and do this. Some they just jam and do it.
Right.
Some so everybody has this, but I personally, if I talk about me, I change according to the project. I
Project.
don't have any particular style of working. Like I can jam, I can compose. Sometimes I just feel like sitting with the guitarist, sing the song, and just ask him to give me a nice guitar part solo to it.
Right.
So it varies, I guess. It varies. Look, I think that should be the way. Like, you know, in old times, like, I love Arvida a lot. So all old times, if you will see, they used to sit with the arranger.
Right.
You know, they used to sit with the arranger. I just love that whole process. You know, it's like, they were never used to be very quick. They're like, sit with the arranger, do the composition, interludes, preludes, you know, a lot of thought process. And then this huge orchestra, you know, right, going on together, you know. So that needs a lot of thinking, a lot of, which I really love, because wow, then you get a lot of nuances on board. You have, you know, guitarist nuance there, guitarist nuance, and then the brass section is, all brass section is there, you know. You know, you tell them, okay, fine, give me a nice bass line. Then the person, right, will give a nice bass line, although you have a good bass line in your mind, but maybe since that's his you know, instrument, he can come up across with something more, like the nuance of the bass, yeah, you know. He'll give that. So everything via piano or MIDI controller is like, you can't replicate every instrument via, you know, these days this is happening. Right. I used to love the old time. The way of, it's a process, it's a journey, you know, and it should be a journey because you're creating something for a character.
Absolutely. And yeah, absolutely. Lovely. So I would also like to, you know, I'm sure that, you know, our listeners and viewers would also like to know this, that, you know, like it or not, you know, the fact that there are very few, you know, female music composers. Has this ever, you know, worked against you in any way? If I want to know the challenges that you have faced as a female music composer. Like, you know, we have had Jocelyn Royal on the podcast and a couple of other, you know, composers, and
Sneha.
Payal Dev, yeah. Yes, Sneha and yeah. Payal Dev and Sneha. So many. Yeah. And, you know, I always, you know, want to know about this particular thing, that is there any such thing that they have faced in the industry, and they have always had a different thing to say, while there is no such, you know, clear or, you know, very significant sort of a difference, but still, is there any experience that you think that might somewhere help in any way?
No, actually, you know what, many people ask this question. Fortunately, I must say that whenever I've worked with any director, or, you know, I've never seen them looking at me like, she's a female composer. Mm-hmm. Male. If you work hard, if your work is good, you will go further. It doesn't matter you're male or a female, you know, if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. If it's going well, it's going well, you know. So I think at the end of the day, it's the work that matters, you know, Eva. So with the grace of Almighty, I have never felt this way. Only when somebody asks the question, I feel like, no, it has never happened.
Right.
So I, many people have asked this question. Although it's unfortunate, I really want more girls to come up and, right, you know, to explore it, man. Girls, come on. But absolutely. I see they're opening up. They are like, you know, they are coming forward as a singer, as a composer, as producers. Like, if you talk about the independent artists also, right, there are a lot out there, you know. All, many girls are there, which I really like. Like, you know, when I explore their work, I feel good about it. So they're coming out, they're doing different work, they're experimenting. It's really amazing. But there's no female-male thing, you know. It's right, just at the end of the day, music that connects. Yeah,
that's great and, you know, encouraging. And yeah, so, you know, absolutely, when I got to know about you and, you know, the fact that you have done work for so many of, you know, the movies that we have loved, and the, you know, the web series that all of us have enjoyed, and you know, there is a very big contribution of music in all of those, you know, projects. You know, music has played a very important role, you know, in the entire scheme of things.
Thank you, Eva.
Sacred Games to Newton to, you know, Shubh Mangal Savdhan, Mukkabaz, of course, is there. But yeah, and again, now Decoupled, like, you know, I have just started watching it. And now for me, it's going to be special. Rachita Arora has composed, you know, the
song. So nice. with you, so Eva.
Let's talk Thank more you. About your experience of, you know, composing for Decoupled.
Oh, Decoupled, it was very challenging, Eva, actually, because so I made a lot of compositions for Decoupled, the theme. I started with the theme. So I sent Hardik. Hardik was busy that time shooting Decoupled. So I actually composed a lot of themes for Decoupled. Now, as I said, comedy is actually a tough one to crack, you know, like right. as I mentioned before. So cracking the theme first was important for me, like, you know, getting into the sound, getting into the feel, the characters. So Hardik liked it. And then I moved forward. I started working on the other, you know, pieces, but started working with my friend Alex, and then Kabanga sir from Africa, and then collaborated with them, and then started doing the episodes. There are many places where I was going a little up, then Hardik told me that, you know, you have, so Hardik really helped me out as a director, you know, he really told me that where to stop, where to be more loud, and although he many times tried not to be that loud, has every time put me down, you know, and I really appreciate it, because I realized that it's really important to have that pitch there and do not go that loud, as the characters themselves are doing it. So the music just have to support it. But making the theme was really amazing. And the last episodes, like, they were like quite challenging, because a lot of things were happening there emotionally. And then looking at Madhavan's doing the romance with Surveen in between was like, wow.
Oh my God.
I told Madhavanji that, you know, when you were doing the romance with Surveen in the car, you know, in one of the episodes, I was just like looking at you and thinking of the music. Like, he himself is like a great romantic person. Like, so yeah, he oh, nailed all, every time nailed that one. So, oh my God. So, wow, so it was cute. Fun doing it. Yeah, it was fun doing it. But that, seriously, Decoupled was beautiful journey. Beautiful journey. Challenging, beautiful, tough. And yeah, it made us all in a very tough zone. Like, oh, this is not working. That is working. Oh, this is going very loud. Okay, let's cut this out.
Right.
So it was fun. I learned a lot. Every this thing I always learn, you know, besides composing. Yeah.
Yeah. So talking more about
I'm all set for the comedy series. Come on, man.
Now
I'm like after Decoupled, yes.
Right. So, you know, talking about the learnings that you have had, any 2-3, you know, pointers that you would like to share, you know, that you think will definitely benefit, you know, aspiring musicians, music composers, singers, you know, who are, you know, aspiring to come to our industry and, you know, try it out. So any such golden tips or any 2-3 things that you would like to share out of your experiences?
Out of my experiences, I'm right now telling you that I don't know if it will work for the other people, but I think as a composer, you should have at least one instrument which should, you know, you should master.
Right.
And, you know, like, mine is vocal first. Like, I'll go for my, this is my instrument. I sometimes give the saxophone thing via my vocals, you know, then the piano. But yeah, my vocals are like very something which is very, it's an instrument which I work on with all the compositions, piano and my vocals. So the same way, you know, some people, they're great with the guitars. So if you are, you know, if you're good with one instrument, you know, you can communicate, although you should know the other instruments as well. Listen to a lot of music. Sometimes do not listen to any music, just listen to yourself, your soul, you know, it depends. But always explore, you know, always explore music.
Wow.
Music is beautiful. Yeah, you can get inspired from anything, like anything. Maybe the construction going on, maybe, you know, my cat's doing meowing and all those things. So anything, music is beautiful, it's everywhere.
Lovely. And what about Sacred Games? Sacred Games was big.
Sacred Games, I just love the background score by another female composer. But I just did the songs.
Yes.
So Anurag sir called me in the morning and he said, Rachita, I want disco tracks. I was like, okay, sir, for what? For Sacred Games. Okay. And then he told me about a little bit about it, elaborated it. And then I immediately started composing. And it was so much fun doing the disco tracks, especially that song, Zoo, Zoo, Zoo one. I got a lot of messages of, I really like your Zoo, Zoo, Zoo. I was like, oh, nice. So it was so much fun doing that. And looking at the characters dancing on it was fun. So sir told me about, he needs that Bappi Das era disco, not like a very, contemporary one. So I tried to maintain that and I delivered the songs to him.
Lovely.
And he liked it, thankfully.
Lovely. What about Karanjit Kaur?
Karanjit Kaur, I got a call from the director about Karanjit Kaur. So Sunny Leone, and it's all about her life. So it has two things. It's very sensuous, at the same time it has emotions as well.
Right.
So keeping these two things in mind, I just tried to have that, you know, that brass zone, but at the same time it's not like it has a little tone, inch of emotions as well, you know. So tried it in a way that should suit the character, you know, the emotion of Sunny Leone, and it should go on and on in the whole web series.
Right.
Yeah, it was again also fun working on that one.
Wow. And what about Choked?
Choked was crazy, yeah, Eva. Choked was crazy because so basically I got to meet a very beautiful lyricist, Garima. I really love her writing. Yeah, she's really good. So Anurag sir actually made us both meet. So we went to his house and we all were sitting together. So then he told me that I love the script, and I was like, wow, it will be fun. So then he gave me, like, I think, how many songs were this? 5 or 6 songs, I guess. Yeah. So all were like very different. One was very emotional song, Sun Sur Jo Kahaniya Se Kehte Hain. I just, so when Garima wrote it down, I just immediately composed it while reading it out. I don't know how it happened. It was written so beautifully that I was reading to it and I was just playing the piano and singing it. And it was really wonderful. I just love making that song a lot. Then there was this Marathi thing that was there. Ajoba, Ajoba, that one, like all the ladies singing and dancing and like they're drunk. It was very, very fun thing. And then there are like 2-3 more. There's this 500,000 Beta Kahan Gaye Thi that my father has sung. That song.
Oh, wow.
That's on demonetization. That was also again fun, man. Anurag sir made us do something like very out of the box, very crazy. Like you said, that was his idea of, let's get the old rhymes and the lyrics together. So it was also fun. It was so much fun doing that song. Anyway, and then there's this Qawwali that I did by, I think, Swaroop sang that one.
Oh.
That was also fun. So Choked was like very, all songs were very different. And the one is very emotional. One is like on demonetization. Of course, it's Anurag sir. So I like this part that, you know, he always talks about system. And then it's Marathi ladies all drunk and singing and like with the gogs and, you know, like partying hard. And that too in Marathi. So it was so much fun. And then Paisa Bolta Hai, you know. So Choked was a fun ride. I mean, every song I did, I and Garima, we had so much fun composing it. We had so much fun. Yeah, it was fun.
Lovely.
It's always fun to work with Anurag sir.
I'm
he made
sure.
us do something we never thought of.
Lovely, lovely, Rachita. Absolutely, so enjoyable, listening to you. And, lastly, we would like to know that is there any such, notable difference, of composing for, these web series and then, or composing for a Bollywood movie? You have to kind of enlighten me. I don't know if makes
it's
sense.
A beautiful question, Eva. I love the question. So it's like web series, from the start till the end, you have less, the web series that I've done has like the decouple has no song in it. You have a theme and then you just go on with that thing and you create the whole world of it,
Right.
And the movies, you have so many songs, you have a lot of colors. In Bollywood movies, you know about it. And,
right.
Most of it, it depends though, but most of it. So you have a lot of colors in it, like a lot of songs to be, work on. So it has a different fun. Web series has a different fun. Web series is like you make a theme and then, you go on with that. It's like a chain where, you are following it and following.
Like
the
you said, you create that world is also a beautiful part.
Yeah. You create that world. And in movies, it's like a lot of colors. And nowadays, there's so many composers in one movie,
Yeah, right.
Like, as you see, so they're like four or five. Before, it never used to be like this. Like, I had correct. A word with Bappi one day because he sang Kamyab's song.
Correct.
It was fun meeting him. He talked a lot about Kishorda and
he's
all
lovely.
Old days.
He's just lovely. So lovely and he can make you laugh. I remember talking to Bappida a few years ago. I was rolling on the floor. I was like a kid. Obviously, we all are like bachas in front of him. And here is this man full of energy and the kind of anecdotes that he will share and you are just laughing. And he's so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. But I really enjoyed the nuances that he was sharing with us about, Kishore Kumar and all the old days. It was so much fun. And he made us look at some very old pictures of him with Michael Jackson. Oh my God. I was like,
oh
really? I was like, you are very lucky to just Anyways, so. Where were we? I'm so sorry.
When it comes to MJ,
I just get lost.
No. Absolutely. So we were talking about the difference. Is there any difference between, designing a soundtrack for OTT versus Bollywood? But I think you already answered
it. Yeah. So I answered it. Yes. We just lost the track. I'm so sorry.
No, that happens.
We went to Vapi Daha.
Yeah, because we just got lost talking about him. So that's absolutely, expected. So, but Rachita.
No, we went to the old days. We went to the old days.
Correct. Thank you so much. And the last and most important question that we always ask our guests, that is there any such, creative discipline that you follow as an artist, consciously, subconsciously, is there any, sort of a discipline, a creative discipline?
I do. If I'm practicing like my morning riyaz, my evening riyaz, I really can't live without that. So I do go for that. While I'm working, definitely I skip it, but I don't like missing my Hindustani classical riyaz, Also, sitting with my piano, with my system is really important. So I do not like missing it a single day.
Lovely. Thank you.
I'll just improvise with the alaf and all, like something which I'll compose for you, Eva. Oh. I just made it for you right now.
Wow, thank
I don't
you.
Know what I made.
Beautiful.
Just like right now only I made it for you. Looking at your beautiful face, huh? Smiling, all lit up.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, it's like the piano playing. Piano playing is like, you know, more of... So it's wow. more of the piano playing, you know, when you just play the piano and express it. Other right. than that, the Hindustani is like, you know, more of the gods playing.
Right.
You know, everything is on like all the pop contemporary. It's all like you play along with the gods and all.
And Rachita, I must say that, you know, it was so, you know, wonderful talking to you, and I was expecting it because I knew that, you know, talking to you would be so refreshing. And you know, thank you so much for your, you know, your time and, you know, all the things that you have shared.
Same here, Eva. I just loved talking to you. You know, it was so much fun. Seriously, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye, Eva.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Guys, you've just heard me on 9XM Soundcast. Guys, don't forget to subscribe.
So, listener, here are some of my takeaways from today's conversation with Rachita Arora. As a composer, try and learn and master at least one musical instrument. And I've heard this from many composers previously on this podcast, and it makes a lot of sense. Keep exploring different genres, whether you are listening or creating music. Having faith matters. And as one can see from her musical career graph, Rachita has been there doing her work patiently, trying to exploit her inner musician in the best possible manner in all the work that's coming her way. Personally, I'm always seeking to bring forth stories of new, talented, upcoming, sometimes lesser known names from the music industry, because this is the podcast where you'll have access to understand inspiring stories and journeys and life lessons from the stalwarts to fresh talent. I'm glad I did this today. How did you enjoy today's episode, listener? Your feedback matters, and it's easy to connect with us through our social media handles. It's at 9XM India and at Eva Bhatt Podcast on Instagram. 9XM Soundcast is also a video podcast available on the official YouTube channel of 9XM.